From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In an address at Hanoi's National Convention Center Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama said Americans and Vietnamese are, quoting now, embarking on a 100-year journey together. The president spoke before an audience of 2,000 people.
With this visit, we've agreed to elevate our security cooperation and build more trust between our men and women in uniform. We'll continue to offer training and equipment to your Coast Guard to enhance Vietnam's maritime capabilities. We will partner to deliver humanitarian aid in times of disaster.
Mr. Obama touched on the topics of economic development and human rights, arguing that the two often go hand in hand. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. The SDF made the announcement Tuesday, saying it was launching the campaign with the help of coalition forces. The Afghan Taliban appears to be preparing to appoint a new leader. The group has not officially confirmed or denied the death of their former chief, Mullah Mansour, who was killed in a U.S. drone attack. But members of the Taliban's leadership council have reportedly been meeting at an undisclosed location to elect a new leader. There are reports that an announcement could be expected within the next couple of days. A senior member of the group's leadership council urged Taliban fighters not to draw conclusions about the fate of Mansour in the wake of what he called self-created reports. Greek authorities began the evacuation of a makeshift refugee camp in Indomeni Tuesday. The camp houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities say no force will be used in evacuating refugees. This is VOA News. While President Barack Obama promotes trade opportunities between the United States and Asia, U.S. senators of both political parties tell VOA there is virtually no chance Congress will approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership in the near future. The pact would reduce trade barriers among 12 Pacific nations that account for 40% of global economic output. While strongly backed by most American business groups, TPP is fiercely opposed by labor unions, environmentalist groups, and some human rights organizations. Family members of EgyptAir MS-894 victims gave DNA samples to authorities Tuesday to help identify body parts recovered from the Mediterranean Sea. Investigators are still working to find the plane's black boxes that could help explain why the Airbus 320 jet vanished from radar last Thursday. Searchers have found very small body parts in the sea, but no definitive evidence yet of an explosion. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. The Democratic National Committee announced Monday that the group tasked with formulating the party platform, or statement of positions on various issues, will include 5 representatives picked by Senator Bernie Sanders and 6 by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton and Sanders are competing to become the party's presidential candidate. Another 4 members will be chosen by DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump released an Instagram video on Monday featuring 3 women who accused former President Bill Clinton of sexual assault in the 1990s. Trump says his campaign will continue the attacks to remind voters of the controversies involving the husband of Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. The chief of U.S. airport security has been ousted amid widespread complaints from airline passengers about hours-long waits to get through security checkpoints at some of the country's busiest airports. The Transportation Security Administration said it has moved Kelly Hogan to another position. Outraged passengers have posted numerous pictures and videos on social media outlets in recent days showing security lines snaking through airport terminals at a snail's pace. A Pennsylvania judge has ordered entertainer Bill Cosby to stand trial on charges that he molested a woman. The judge found that there is enough evidence to try Cosby on criminal charges. Cosby could face 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine if convicted of sexually assaulting Andrea Constand in his Philadelphia home in 2004 after drugging her. Cosby also faces defamation charges, insurance lawsuits, and sex assault accusations in other states. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.